New Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered last night in Lansing, and all of our elected state reps, most of our county commissioners, most elected officials are Republicans. But we have a Democrat that we could call on, and it's Howard Heidemann from the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. Howard, good morning.
Thank you, Paul.
You often get called out as the token Democrat,
right,
in St. Clair County. What did you think of the Democratic governor's speech last night?
I thought she had points that I think need to be addressed. Obviously, infrastructure, roads, bridges, and education and clean water are paramount. And quite frankly, I think that Governor Snyder was asking for more funding for roads and bridges, and he wasn't able to get it. I'm cautiously optimistic that she is successful, and I also liked her call for bipartisanship, working together. I think that's the only way to accomplish things.
Well, and that's how you have to start a new administration. You've got to call for bipartisan. You might not get it. It might not last for her entire tenure in office. But, I mean, that's the way you've got to start, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think her call for that, and because she had been a legislator, mm-hmm. I think she understands the need to work together.
It's interesting. You've got to go back to John Engler before you find a governor in Michigan that served in the state legislature. Governor Granholm was from Wayne County government, a Wayne County prosecutor. Governor Snyder had no legislative experience, and so you've got Governor Whitmer, who spent, I think, 12 years in the legislature. So she certainly knows her way around there, and still knows a lot of the people in Lansing.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's one of the, I know that in some instances, people run for office and talk about their business experience and all of that. But the truth of the matter is, having worked in government and had experience as a legislator, or in some areas of even local or county government, city government, it's very helpful when you go up to that next step to represent the people.
Yeah, experience matters. That was something that Tim Skubick said the other day in one of his reports on the passing of John Dingell, the longtime congressman from Southeast Michigan. Experience matters, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. One of the things that we didn't hear last night was how the governor plans to pay for a lot of these things, education, roads, infrastructure. Do you think that she'll be able to find bipartisan support to fund some of these initiatives?
I really don't think so. Governor Snyder wasn't able to do it. And one of the problems I see is that we have so many people that have been elected to public office, and I don't mean just Democrats, but Republicans too, that have made promises about cutting taxes. And once you do that, you know, and you made that promise to your constituents and they voted for you, then it's hard to go over there and raise the taxes and then come back and say, well, we had to do it. I'm looking at education, and I'm thinking, looking at states like West Virginia, Oklahoma, Arizona, they didn't increase spending for education until the teachers went out on strike. I don't think that's a good solution to the problem. I think we need to spend more on education, and I like the governor's call for workforce development, particularly with the community college providing funding for our students to go to the community colleges and to get that education and those skill trainings.
I think when it comes to education funding, we also need to look at where the money is being spent. In other words, wealthy school districts tend to have high success rate because they have a lot of money to spend on education. Poorer districts don't have as much funding.
Yes. On the other hand, we look at just locally. Marysville has gone out and spent on a tax millage. Yep. To build a new school, and they're doing, I think, incredible job there. I see the Port Huron Area School District picking up after having passed an educational millage, And I think our local voters are beginning to realize that if we're not going to get support from Lansing or Washington, we're going to have to fund some of these things to get the kind of schools that we want.
What would you like to see this new governor and the new legislature do for St. Clair County? If you had a chance to invite Governor Whitmer, for example, to St. Clair County, we hope that she comes to visit at some point. She hasn't been up here yet. What would you ask of her for St. Clair County?
I would say the revenue sharing is so important. And we were cut. Revenue sharing back in 2007, 2008. And Jeff Boehm and I had to make some big cuts to county spending. Well, you can't provide the services that you had without the money. And right now, they're asking us to spend more money on the Indigent Defense Fund. Well, yes. People need to be represented when they are in court and they can't afford an attorney. But now they're asking us to spend more money. We had to hire an administrator just to deal with the funding for that. Those are unfunded mandates placed on the county that we need support for. We need the funding. If the state of Michigan is going to say, you have to do this.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hopefully we'll see the spirit of bipartisanship continue in Lansing. The governor is going to release her budget, I think, the first week in March. That may cause a little bit of a partisan rift, but it would be nice to see both parties get along here in Michigan, wouldn't it?
I think we all have our fingers crossed that that's exactly what will happen.
And maybe other states and the feds could look our way and take that as an example. Howard, we appreciate your insights. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Howard Heidemann from the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners with us on WPHM.